ABC Radio Darwin.
Hi, my name's Frankie and I go to Darwin High School and I'm in the girls-only class, science class.
Frankie, tell me what you're doing now.
We're drawing dots on balloons and then blowing balloons up to a certain diameter, and to help understand the theory of the expanding universe. So, yeah.
And how's that going?
It's good. I really enjoy astronomy and physics, so I'm, like, very into it. It's fun.
What's it like being in an all-girls class?
Because I was in a co-ed class last semester, and I feel like being in an all-girls class this semester has, like, helped me, like, focus better, because you feel more comfortable, you're more comfortable, like, asking questions, more comfortable, like, taking part in things. So I feel like I've definitely, like, furthered my understanding a lot better in these, like, this semester. Yes, this is my first year doing girls-only science. This is my first semester doing girls-only science. I've always been in co-ed classes, and I have been able to get good grades, but I feel like I'm doing better and understanding the concepts a lot better in this girls-only class.
Can I ask what your grades were, like, in comparison to back then and now?
Yeah, I think I was sitting on, like, a B average, and I've, like, upped that to an A average. A, low A, high B, which is good.
What is it exactly about all-girls classes? Can you sort of describe why it benefits you?
I think just, like, because you are, like, you do get closer with them, like, a bit quicker, a bit easier, and, like, you do, like, make friendships and bonds, like, faster. So you do feel that more comfort and, like, feel safe and feel like you can, like, ask questions and not feel like you're going to be judged as much, which is good.
Now, you just told me you're into astronomy and physics. Is it something you want to pursue later on in life?
Physics, definitely. I want to do aeronautical engineering, so physics and chemistry and math is going to be really big in my schooling.
Hi, I'm Katie Gregory, and I'm a science teacher at Darwin High School. And today we are looking at evidence of the Big Bang Theory. So students are simulating the expanding universe using balloons.
Katie, that sounds awfully complicated. How do you teach Year 10 students, Year 10 girls, that?
We introduce concepts, and we do try and use models and do a lot of hands-on as well.
Katie, Darwin High School is a co-ed school, but in the school, in this class, it's girls only. What's the purpose behind this girls only STEM class?
In 2015, one of the Year 12 students at Darwin High School, she actually investigated girls in science, and she compared the numbers of girls at Darwin High School with other girls' schools or with girls' schools around Australia, and found that the number of girls taking high-level physics and physical science at a high level was much less at this school than girls' schools around Australia. So they were interested in wondering, you know, how can we maybe promote girls in science more at this school? So I guess it was suggested maybe in a Year 10 level we could form an all-girls class. I guess sometimes when you've got boys working with girls in science, they tend to sort of, especially if it's a hands-on activity, the equipment will come in, the boys will jump at the trolleys, grab all the equipment off and start putting things together, whereas the girls will, you know, read through the instructions and make sure they're building everything correctly. So by the time sometimes they've actually got to that stage, the boys have already taken off. It might not all be right, and then the girls are trying to correct them, but they're sort of one step behind. So having the girls' class, they do tend to work at a different sort of, not a different pace, but differently, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay, we talked earlier about the number of students, particularly secondary STEM subjects, is considerably low in comparison to the males. I know this program has been going for a little while now. What do you see as a teacher and the benefits of having this science class?
The feedback we get from the community is extremely positive. Girls are always wanting to move into this class. The girls work so well together in the class. They're extremely hardworking. They're very organized, and they really seem to enjoy themselves. So I think it works. a different teacher had them for semester one, and she loved teaching the girls' class. So for us, it's a bit of a privilege as well. It is really exciting. The girls definitely give back what you put into the lessons and the classes. I think because you can see them grasping concepts and being so honest about when they have and, you know, when they need a bit more information. Yeah, I'll have to say it's my favourite class.
Hi, I'm Isabel. We're at Darwin High in the Girls Science class for Year 10.
And what's it like being in an all-girls class?
Oh, it's a bit different just because it is a bit quieter. And I find it's easier to learn in this class than a normal class, so yeah.
Why do you find it easier to learn?
I don't know, I guess because all the people in this class are more interested in the content, so that means that everyone's focused and interested. But it's really the level of dedication that people have to learning about stuff.
What are your main subjects that you're interested in, the STEM subjects?
I really liked genetics from last term, so that was fun.
What was it about genetics that you loved?
Just seeing how the application of sciences that we learn happen in the real world.
I'm Luke Harad-Severs. I'm from Darwin High, and I'm in the all-girls science class in Year 10. This year we've been doing lots of different topics, but at the moment we're doing astronomy.
Have you had a favourite science subject that you loved doing so far?
I really like psychology. Some people don't consider it a science, but I think it really is. And biology is also really interesting.
You were in a co-ed regular science class before attending the all-girls class. What's it been like? What are the differences too?
Well, I feel like these people are more my friends in the girls' class because, it's just really open. It's a nice class with, lovely people, and our teacher's amazing, and it's just a really accepting space where you can ask questions, and if you're wrong, people aren't going to laugh at you. They're going to actually help you understand what you got wrong, and it's more conducive to learning than my co-ed class, I feel.
Today I actually asked the girls in the girls class how many were thinking about taking up physics next year, and there's definitely a couple of girls who put their hands up interested in pursuing engineering, so they're going to need to take specialist maths and physics as well. So that's already in process for next year and beyond, which is really exciting.
Do you think other schools would benefit from an all-girls class like this, particularly for STEM subjects?
Yeah, I think if schools have the numbers where they can pull an all-girls class together, I really do think from working with one here, I can see the benefits, and I can see how much the girls love working together, and yeah, it just seems to work well.
ABC Radio, Darwin.
Don't forget that.